minister to hear your word. Grant me the grace, O God, and your mercies to minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. I come in meekness and lowliness of heart. Pray for an open heaven, that a clear channel be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow. That the word of God will have a free course in our hearts. The word of God will be glorified. By the reason of the Spirit and the word, you will break yokes. You will heal bodies. You will meet needs. Give us light and understanding. Dissolve the doubts in our lives. Solve all our riddles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you do exceedingly and abundantly more than we ask nor think, according to your power that is at work within us. Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against effectual, fervent receiving, delivery, and receiving of the word. And so under the covering of our fathers, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, fear, unbelief, as such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out. We destroy your works, we resist and bind you. We take authority over you, break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances. In Jesus' name, we lose the angels of God. Seven spirits of God go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning this ministration and the rest of our service in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Amen. We thank God for that time of prayers. And the Lord will continue to renew our strength in Jesus' name. I'll talk briefly this evening on effectual fervent praying. Praise the Lord. Effectual and fervent prayers. Amen. James chapter 5, verse 16. King James.
Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Effectual, fervent prayer, praise the Lord, of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. We've said it here before in Zion City that the object of that discussion is a righteous man. Praise the Lord. Is the subject there? The righteous man. Amen. And righteousness is established by the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, we see that the primary thing here is not fasting and prayer. Primary thing is being under the blood. Amen. Fasting and prayer cannot replace that. Amen. As much as fasting and prayer is important, we first come with meekness and lowliness under the blood, confessing our sins. That's what gives us righteousness. Amen. A right standing before God. It's not what we did. It's what Jesus did. Amen. Now, he now said, however, that if the righteous man remains on a neutral gear and does not participate in effectual and fervent praying, there are some things that he will not overcome. Amen. That's why I say it avails much. Praise the Lord. And like Pastor says, implicit in that statement is that there are some prayers that avail little and there are some prayers that does not avail at all. Amen. Once you break the bond of righteousness, effectual and fervent praying, prayers will start to go down. Either will avail little or ultimately not avail at all. Amen. And many times, I remember many years ago, the way time flies now, maybe 20 years, 25 years, Mom Sarah was the one that brought that out, that she said it, like, it was almost 25 years ago, if not more, that when she reads that scripture, she's always biased and actually behaves in life as if she has read the fervent, effectual prayer. Praise the Lord. And that we put emphasis on fervent. That is one day, don't know that. No. What came first is effectual. Amen. And then fervent. Praise the Lord. Effectual and, you know, today, as I was looking at that scripture, thinking about it and meditating on it, and many times we always think it's saying two things. I always read it with the mindset of the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man. But as you read today, it's just one prayer. It's the effectual, fervent prayer. Amen. It's not effectual and fervent. Amen. It's the effectual, fervent prayer. Amen. It's one type of prayer. It's effectual, fervent prayer. Amen. So it doesn't give you room to want to do effectual but not fervent. Or fervent but not effectual. The prayer that is recognized that avails more is effectual, fervent. Amen. Effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So how do we link that to this current time that we are fasting and praying? Is that fasting becomes a tool to make our prayers more effectual, more fervent. Praise the Lord. So the faith, the predisposition, the discipline to do effectual fervent praying is in the background. Fasting just comes to enhance the effectiveness and enhance the fervency. Praise the Lord. So fasting becomes a tool to help our prayers to be more effectual, more fervent, and ultimately, it will avail much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalms 35 verse 13. Yes, stand up and read it loud. Amen. You can shout. Good. I humbled my soul with what? I humbled my soul with fasting. You see that semicolon? And my prayer. Amen. So the fasting was used as a tool to enhance the prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh man of God, say fasting without praying is hunger strike. I humbled my soul with fasting and my prayer. Amen. Use that as a tool for the fasting. But what I'm drawing to here, as per effectual, is that fasting humbles the soul. Amen. It helps us to enhance the meekness. Amen. To enhance the humility. And what meekness and humility does for us, ultimately, is to give us more light. Amen. More wisdom. Amen. More revelation. Praise the Lord. That's what it does. So that humility is an access to more light. More revelation. Amen. The Apostle Paul that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament says in fasting often. Amen. In fasting what? Often. Like we said last week, Bible says, we looked at three things. Say, when you pray, when you fast, if you sin. Praise the Lord. So which one are you expected to obey? The when or the if? The when. Which one is the unexpected one? The when or the if? Say, when you pray, when you fast, if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father. So, and what really is the revelation of the three together? The more we pray, the more we fast, the less we sin. Amen. So, I humbled my soul. Like Pastor said, of seven pillars of wisdom. The last one is fasting and prayer. Amen. Which brings us back to pillar one, which is honesty and humility of heart, and which allows us to draw revelation and have light. So Paul, the one with man with great revelation, say in fasting often. Amen. So fasting is a tool to enhance our revelation. And fasting is a tool to enhance the fervency. Amen. Fasting is a tool to enhance the fervency. John chapter 7, verse 37. Is that King James? Bros. John is not King James. You want to escape. John 7, 37. Where's your Bible? Eh? John 7, 37. Yeah. That great day of the feast. And cried, saying, if any man thirst to me and drink. Continue. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. That's how fast helps our fervency. Because rather than the belly be filled with pounded yam, egusi, and bokoto, amen, it's shut down. Amen. And then the thing is just an engine for travail. Praise the Lord. So it happens in fasting. Amen. So it enhances the effectual nature of the prayers and the fervency of the prayers. Amen. That's what it does. And like we said last week, it's regular fasting and prayer is a good exercise. Okay? Start small. Start at the level you can start. But later you get used to it. Amen. It's a discipline. Okay? It's a discipline. You can start with the 9 to 6 prayer and fasting. And then later, your body will get used to it. And then you can now fast the whole day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then you can now fast from once in 2 weeks to once a week. Amen. Then the time comes that you can do 3 days fasting. Amen. It's just trust God for just trust God. It's God Himself that will tell you one day that, my friend, you should upgrade. Amen. You should upgrade. No. Few people. I know some people are we warned ourselves last week. We don't worship fasting. Amen. No worship fasting. Don't say in our place. Aweni. But it's faith in the word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, fasting now enhances the effectiveness. Praise the Lord. So don't let us put the cart before the horse. Always have faith in God. Have faith in His word. Amen. But that effectualness and fervency needs to be enhanced with fasting. And by the time you fast regularly, the power is always there. Like Pastor always tells us that when Jesus healed the epileptic girl, He says to His disciples who could not heal, cast the devil out. He said, this one does not go out except by fasting and prayer. See, Pastor said, there's no record that Jesus went to quickly fast and pray. But the regular fasting and prayer has built a bank of power. Praise the Lord. So that in the day of demand, the power is available. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And there are times when issues come up, the devil comes up, you enhance your prayer with fasting. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's what God wants us to learn. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I have 10 minutes, and I want to talk about revelation of the word of God. Praise the Lord. Fervency in prayer. And like James 5:16 has told us, everything is now one. The effectual fervent prayer. Amen. Not effectual and fervent prayer. No. It's one prayer. Effectual fervent praying. Amen. So it's not effectual but not fervent. And it's not fervent but not effectual. That prayer is effectual fervent. Amen. So I want to show you a few scriptures that talks about that depicts fervency, and one or two scriptures that depicts revelation. Amen. Depicts fervency and depicts revelation. Jeremiah 1:11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Amen. So that fast many times, and there are times fasting enhances our revelation. Praise the Lord. Particularly the things we see from the word of God. Amen. And like we said, like Jesus, if you regularly fast, it may not even be in the day of fasting. You will see something in the word of God based on the power you have generated down in prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. So regular fasting helps us to see. That's the effectualness, because effectual actually means prayers based on the revelation of God's word. Amen. That's the prayer that disables the enemy. When it came to Jesus, so Jesus said, it is written. Amen. That it is written is not just, it's two things. Is that number one, it is logically scribed in the scripture. It is written. Number two, it is the scripture that God revealed at that time. Amen. That's the one they call Rhema. So it's not that you just, apart from just knowing the scripture, there's a scripture for that time. Amen. And God just shines light on that scripture. That's the Rhema scripture. Amen. And we can enhance it by fasting and prayer. Jeremiah, what do you see? He said, I see Ammon. He said, you have seen well. Amen. And the Lord will hastily perform his word that has come to pass. Amen. So many times, you know, when there are issues, you are looking for a word from the Lord. Amen. Which word do I need to overcome? I'm going to give you a word. Amen. When you now use that in prayer, it's effectual. Amen. Okay, let's now look at the book of Isaiah chapter 40. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 6. Should actually let me start it from the beginning, really. Oh, verse 3, verse 4. Okay. Verse 3 is the voice of him. He's talking about a voice. It's the voice of God. Verse 5, it ends in glory. And the glory of the Lord. Verse 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? This is fervency. Amen. The voice said what? Cry. Amen. We are starting, some of us are starting small. Some of us, the only thing we can do in prayer is to mumble it. The voice said, cry. Amen. See, and the voice said, cry. Say, what shall I cry? Amen. So there are many times prayer has to move from the realm of saying it into fervency. Amen. It has to go into fervency. Amen. 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 I remember when I was serving. Wow, time flies. Last year was 30 years. I went to visit the Christian Corpus Fellowship in Maiduguri. I went to Maiduguri for a research work last year. I can't remember, maybe October, November. I went to Maiduguri. So I went to visit the Christian Corpus. And apparently, it's about 30 years around that I was appointed the president of Christian Corpus. Definitely, everybody in the Christian Corpus that day, none of them were born when I was serving. Okay, but I remember when we were serving. We called one man to come and repair the bed in the brother's room. Something like, I can't remember, or maybe the plumber was a Muslim guy in Maiduguri. So when he came, and, you know, this Christian Corpus Lodge, a three-bedroom flat on a hill. The prayer secretary was praying in the room, in that brother's room that was to do repairs. So the man was going, he said, okay, we have repairs. So someone just pointed out, is that door, that room? He didn't enter. He was going there. The prayer secretary was in effectual fervent praying. The man ran back. I'm telling you this story. The man ran back. He now shouted, what was that? They said, sorry, you was praying. He said, prayer. That is prayer. I'm not entering. The guy didn't enter. He left. Only God knows what he saw. I don't know what he saw. He did not enter. He called him to repair. He will pay him. He didn't want the money. He left. The voice said, cry. Amen. At times the prayer is fervent. It's fervent. Amen. But what did we say? Is it effectual and fervent prayer or effectual fervent prayer? Let's take the last scripture. That scripture is 2 Kings. When Elisha took over from Elijah. You all know the story. He said, what do you want? He said, I want double portion. He said, you have asked a hard thing, no? You remember the story? So Elijah, he said, the Lord was going to take him away. And Elisha followed Elijah till the very end. He said, okay, so what do you want? He said, I want double portion of your anointing. Amen. Okay. So let's go. Where do you call it? Second chapter, chapter 2, okay, verse 11. And it came to pass. Eka. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked. Should I start from 10? Okay, let's start from 10. And he said, Dad, ask a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Verse 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried. Praise the Lord. Elisha saw it, and he cried. My father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Amen. Revelation and effectual fervent praying. Amen. Elisha saw it, and he cried. We don't have the time. When Elisha was to die, when he was sick, the king of Israel said, they told him that Elisha is sick. The guy said, they had the story that when Elijah went, this man shouted, my father, my father. So this king ran to Elisha's bed and knelt down. My father, the chariot. He didn't know that Elisha saw something before crying. He just thought by crying, he will get it. He said, my father. He didn't get it. Because Elisha saw and cried. Amen. And many times when we come to this prayer and we are praying like this, God will help all of us. As they are seeing us cry, we are seeing. Amen. God is talking. Scriptures are opening. So, in short, maybe each cry we are crying is preceding something that we saw. We just saw something and then we cry. We saw something, we cry. That's what Elisha saw. Elisha saw it and cried. Amen. The effectual fervent prayer is the same thing. There's no difference. Effectual, based on God's word, revelation knowledge, fervent. That's the only way we know to pray. Effectual, fervent prayer. And that prayer will do what? Avail much. Let's talk to God. Tell him to help you. God has been helping you. That's why you are even here. But tell God to help you more. Tell him to help you more. You want to be involved in more effectual, fervent praying. And you want your prayers to avail much. Our Father, we thank you for your mercies. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your love and help. Help us all of us, to be more diligent in the place of prayer. Not to pray deceitfully, but to pray with mercy. To pray under covering. To pray with revelation. To pray based on God's word. To pray fervently. All because we are standing under the blood. So that as righteous people, our prayers will avail much. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. Thank you because you do exceedingly and abundantly, more than which you ask nor think, according to your power that is at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name.